Our opening hymn today, Come Let Us All Unite to Sing God is Love, is a hymn that has stood the test of time. It's been used for at least 100 years across the denominations, although strangely not much background of the hymn is found, except the tune was written by Howard Kingsbury. The author of the words remains anonymous, but it's a great hymn. Come, let us all unite to sing God is Love.
Come, let us all unite to sing God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises ring. God is love. Let every soul from sin away, each in his heart sweet music make, and sing with us for Jesus' sake.
God is love. God is love. God is love. Let us pray together, please. Dear Heavenly Father, it is our joy and privilege to come before you to say thank you for all your love for us, which makes our lives so blessed. We accept that we can never earn your love, dear God. It is so comprehensive that we are truly humbled. We take these moments to remember just how fortunate we are that you care so much about us. Knowing how this makes us feel, we would earnestly ask that you would teach us how to love others as you love us. We realize your love for us is unconditional, even though we fail you so often. We aren't always so willing to unconditionally love others who fail us. Teach us, we pray, how to be genuinely caring and loving to those who at times seem to be unaware how trying they can be. Remind us that you have granted us a way for us to be like you, and we must not excuse our lack of love on our personalities. As we once again celebrate your amazing gift of the Holy Spirit, we would ask that we might realize that this is a gift for all who would accept him, and not just for a chosen few. Remind us, please, dear God, that unlikely as it may seem to us, you have situations which you want to use us, and we need to have the gifts that only you can give. Although we would not presume that in our own strength we would be able to do what you would have us do, we admit we can be reluctant to receive what you know we need. Teach us, we pray, that ordinary as we feel we are, with the indwelling of the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can be all you want us to be. Open our minds to the problems which need to be resolved, so that we will open our hearts to receive the solution the Holy Spirit will bring to us and through us. In saying thank you, dear God, for your love for us, make us mindful that just as we are blessed by your love, your blessing can be experienced by others when we share your love with them. And this we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Another much-loved hymn now, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. The words, of course, by Charles Wesley, and the tune, the very well-known tune, Blind Wen, by William Penfrow Rowlands in 1905. Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Oh.
St. Paul's Cathedral Choir brings to us now John Stainer's setting of God So Loved the World, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world.
A brass band selection by Love Compelled. The comments here are by the composer, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Ray Steadman Allen. Under the compulsion of God's love, men seek and receive divine forgiveness. This thought is demonstrated in two songs, O Saviour, I Am Coming, and Take All My Sins Away. The sequel, Desire for Consecration and Service, finds its expression in the chorus, All My Days and All My Hours. The selection was published in 1952. By Love Compelled. Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Amen. 3 verses from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, commencing to read at verse 11. Jesus said, "Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Amen. Another great hymn from over 6,500 hymns written by Charles Wesley. "Lord, we believe to us and ours, thy precious promises were given."
God's tithes and our offerings. Sometimes the only way of expressing the kind of care and love of God to others is by making available finance to show God's provision, so that they learn of God's love for them. We can identify those churches and ministries which are always intent on teaching people how to experience the wonder of God's presence and the joy of how to share it with others. Can I invite you to show your love for others by donating finance as God guides you? And God bless you. The hymn, Gracious Spirit, Dwell With Me, was written by Thomas Toke Lynch, who was born in Essex in the United Kingdom on July the 5th, 1818. Although his various churches were never large, the influence of his ministry was great and reached far beyond his own denomination, since it included many students from the theological colleges of London and thoughtful men from other churches who were attracted to him by the freshness and spirituality of his preaching. Gracious Spirit, dwell with me, I myself would gracious be. Angela and I are blessed with six wonderful grandchildren and one great-grandson. Her youngest grandchild is Naomi, who will be 8 in November. She's full of ability and has a delightful personality. Here she reads this poem for us, To Be Like Jesus.
I know that Jesus loves me, my mummy told me so. Daddy says it's true as well, I'm sure they really know. They say their prayers to thank him for all we have at home and teach us to be grateful for all the love we're shown. I want to be like Jesus because he was so kind. to be the sort of person that people like to find. My mummy and my daddy are special people too. I want to be just like them, whatever I may do. But most of all, I promise to make them very proud, to be like them and Jesus and stand out from the crowd.
A vocal solo now, Set Apart. This is a solo taken from the musical Spirit II Empire, which is the sequel to the musical Spirit.
Shall I go, and what must my ministry be? And how shall I find the ones I should serve, when so many different needs I can see? I'm willing to go, but how shall I know just what is expected of me? Shall I lay my hands on those who are sick, or am I to set the prisoners free?
I hope you have enjoyed the music in the service today, and perhaps you may think that the emphasis on the Holy Spirit may be a little late in the theological calendar, as we celebrated Pentecost this year in early June. But of course, the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost is always a thrilling memory for us to share whenever we share it with each other. But today, I'd like to add a further thought. Throughout the service today, we've heard about the love of God, and that's always something we can enjoy remembering. How many sermons could we produce on that theme? And wasn't that choral piece by John Stainer on John 3:16, sung by the St. Paul's Cathedral, beautiful? And of course, to realise that God loved us so much that he was willing to give Jesus to pay for the sin of the world is in itself enough to encourage us to give continual thanks to a God who has made it possible for us to have the certainty of eternity with him, having had the penalty of our sin paid, which would otherwise have prevented us from entering heaven. That in itself is a miracle worth sharing and declaring. God's gift of salvation is priceless beyond words. And if that was all God did for us, realizing it would still mean that we would want to spend our time on earth showing how grateful we are to him. But here's the further thought I'd like to share with you. Grateful as we are for the gift of salvation, the fact is that there are still so many people who have not accepted God's offer. Some have heard about it and are not convinced of the urgency of accepting it. Others have yet to hear the gospel. God, in love for us, has given the Holy Spirit to us, not only that with his indwelling we can sense and enjoy God's presence, but that by the insight and power of the Holy Spirit within us, we can lead others to God's offer of salvation. This can happen in so many ways, which are granted to us only when we receive the Holy Spirit. And by his power, we reach unsaved people we would not be able to reach otherwise. There are Christians who have naturally striking personalities, who are very persuasive, but God has a plan for each of us. And striking personality or not, it might be that the person God would have us reach can only be reached by us once we have been anointed by the Holy Spirit. Perhaps someone will only be persuaded to act. Perhaps someone will only be persuaded to accept God's offer of salvation through what, to them, is not a human act. The Holy Spirit will give us the ability to speak in a way that enables the human words we speak to be words of powerful conviction. At other times, someone may be suffering from a long-time illness, and under the direction of the Holy Spirit, by laying hands on the person, they feel the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine how a non-Christian would be open to receiving God's salvation if that happened to them? Corinthians gives a list of the gifts the Holy Spirit gives to enable us to lead those who have not received Jesus as their Lord and Saviour to do so. So my further thought is that, wonderful as the love of God is, that he gave Jesus to offer salvation to the world, God's love doesn't end with that miraculous gift. It's not that he gives to us that gift and then expects us in gratitude and love to serve him. Once we accept his salvation, he doesn't just leave us to get on doing what is necessary to lead others to receive salvation. He wants us to have absolutely everything we need to lead others to claim salvation. As Jesus explained, if your earthly Father who loves you will give you good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father give you what you need? In giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit, God ensures We need never protest that we are not able to represent him, that we don't have this or that ability to reach non-Christians, that we aren't gifted speakers, that others can do so much better than we can do. When we receive the Holy Spirit, there will never be a day that we will be found wanting when God leads us to serve him. We have his reassurance that he will give to us all we need, because his love for us means he totally trusts us. What a responsibility we have. What a privilege we have. Dear friends, when God guides you to those who need him, in whatever way that may be, the gift of the Holy Spirit to you will empower you to answer that person's need completely. God's love is such that he does not expect you or me to do what we cannot do in our own strength or through our own personalities. His love for us is such that he will always provide all we need to lead others to him. He will never expect us to minister for him without providing the means to do so. So yes, as it says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That is amazing love. But he also loves us to ensure that we can serve him as amazingly by being empowered by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In our benediction, I refer you to the words of Charles Wesley, and I would invite you to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit to enable you to do all you need to lead others to God, and to inspire and encourage those who have already accepted Jesus but want to serve him with power. May God's richest blessing be upon you as today you receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
For our benediction, I'd like to share with you a verse of 708 in the Salvation Army songbook. Words by Charles Wesley, followed by the tune Mozart. And as the music is played, may I invite you to echo the words of John Wesley, which I'll read, and receive God's gift of the Holy Spirit. And as you do so, may you be richly blessed. Here are the words. Oh, that the Comforter would come, not visit as a transient guest, but fix in me his constant home, and take possession of my breast, and fix in me his loved abode, the temple of indwelling God. And as you accept God's precious gift of the Holy Spirit, may you be richly blessed this day and every day.